Almost anything that can be imagined by a director can now become reality on the silver screen.
We're really not limited by the technology to build pretty much anything we want.
David Smith of Sony Pictures Imageworks says, with today's computer processing power and speed, the digital world is more realistic than ever before. For The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Smith's team created a Times Square that was indistinguishable from the real one in New York.
If there's lights inside the stores that are lighting areas inside the store, we put those lights in there. All the street lights on the street, we put versions of that into the computer world so that it mimics the real world exactly.
But there is still one challenge remaining for visual effects artists, says Paul Debevic of the University of Southern California Institute for Creative Technologies, who uses this light stage to scan faces and create digital doubles.
We're still trying to figure out how to perfect the human face in movies.
Debevic says the 2008 movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button is still the best example of a computer-generated face, in this case of actor Brad Pitt. But he says effects artists are now going beyond the stars of today. Last year, they created a digital double of deceased Asian pop singer Teresa Tang in concert with Chinese pop star Jay Chou.
With a ton of data from us and then a ton of artistic effort and technical know-how from Digital Domain, they were able to create a singing face of Teresa Tang where she performed not only one of her original songs, but two songs that weren't even written at the time she was alive with Jay Chou.
Debevic expects directors will start to use more virtual production techniques like those seen in the movie Avatar.
Even though it looks like that's a bunch of expensive technology, ultimately it's going to be much easier to make movies that way.
He says with virtual production, there will not be a need for as many people behind the scenes. David Smith says locations created by a computer can also be more tangible and realistic to actors.
That's where potentially in the future, you know, if we can help create the world in the computer and bring it to the set so they're not acting in front of a green screen, but they're acting, you know, in front of a set that we've sort of mocked up in the computer that eventually will look more grandiose, they'll have something to grasp there.
But visual effects artists agree, even with improved technology and the potential to create anything in the virtual world, there is no replacement for a real actor interpreting a character in a movie. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
Nice arm. It's just the wrist, just on the wrist, buddy.